Opportunity to fellowship.
我们感谢主给我们再有一次的机会能够来一同分享。
Last 2 weeks we are encouraged by our brothers on this matter of prayers.
在过去的两周我们被弟兄们所激励要注意祷告这件事。
2 weeks ago we are reminded about Moses' prayer.
那在两周前我们被提醒摩西是如何来祷告。
And when we do pray, then our prayer will be turned into a banner.
当我们祷告的时候，我们的祷告就要成为那面旌旗。
And as we, as part of the service, then we learn how Apostle Paul prayed with tears.
那在上一周，我们在读到保罗他是如何服侍当中，就读到他带眼含泪水在那里祷告。
This morning we would like to continue on this burden on this matter of prayer.
那早上我们继续愿意能够在祷告这件事情上来有更多的交通。
We want to look at a prayer of Hezekiah.
我们要来看洗西家他的祷告。
And how this prayer changed the history of the kingdom of Judah.
那这个祷告是如何能够来改变犹大国的历史。
Let's turn to our scripture to 2 Kings chapter 19 from verse 14 through 19.
让我们一同来看《列王记下》第十九章十四到十九节。
Second King, chapter 19, from verse 14 through verse 19.
列王记下第十二列王记下十九章十四到十九节。
Then Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. He went up to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord.Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, the God of Israel, who are enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and listen to the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent,to reproach the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have devastated the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the works of men's hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. Now, O Lord our God, I pray, deliver us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, our Lord, are God.
西西家从使者手里接过书信来，看完了，就上耶和华的殿，将书信在耶和华面前展开。西西家向耶和华祷告说：“坐在二基路伯上，耶和华以色列的神呢？你是天下万国的神，你曾创造天地。”耶和华啊，求你侧耳而听，耶和华啊，求你睁眼而看，要听希拿基利打发使者来辱骂永生神的话。耶和华啊，亚述诸王果然使列国和列国之地变为荒凉，将列国的神像都扔在火里，因为他本不是神，乃是人手所造的，是木头石头的，所以灭绝他。耶和华我们的神啊，现在求你救我们脱离亚述王的手，使天下万国都知道唯独你耶和华是神。
Now let's see the result of this prayer from the same chapter verse 34 and 35.
那下面我们要从这一章的34到35节来看这个祷告它有如何的结果。
For I will defend the city to save it for my own sake.And for my servant David's sake. Then it happened that night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when men rose early in the morning, behold, all of them were dead.
34节，因我为自己的缘故，又为我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护拯救这城。当夜耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了185,000人，清早有人起来一看，都是死尸了。
Father, we thank you this morning that we have this opportunity to consider this prayer.
父我们感谢你早上让我们有这样的机会能够来思考思想这样一个祷告。
That we will pray that you will impress in our heart so that we will have the same burden to understand that we live in a similar time.
我们求您真的是能够在我们的心中来说话，让我们明白我们实在是活在一个相似的时间当中。
Cause us to have the same burden as King Hezekiah.
愿我们的心中能够有如有如西西家王一样的负担。
May we will have the same prayer.
也愿我们能够有同样的祷告。
So that you can fulfill your purpose for this time.
好叫您能够来成就您在这个时间的心意。
I commit myself and my brother into your hands.
我把我和我的弟兄都交在您的手里。
And I commit all the brothers and sisters into your hands.
我们把所有的弟兄姐妹都交在您的手里。
And so that this time is yours.
愿这个时间是您的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We know that Hezekiah became king of Judah when he was only 25.
我们知道西西家在仅有25岁的时候就做了犹大的王。
He did right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫一切所行的。
He removed the high places and cut down the idols.
他废去了丘坛，毁坏了柱像。
There is no one like him.Among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him.
在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个及他的。
And the Lord was with him. He was successful in whatever he undertook.
耶和华与他同在，他无论往何处去，尽都亨通。
He even rebelled against the king of Assyria.
他背叛不肯侍奉亚述王。
And did not serve the king of Assyria.
不肯侍奉亚述王。
In the sixth year of King Hezekiah, the king of Assyria captured the Samaria of the northern kingdom.
那西西家第六年，北国以色列的撒玛利亚就被攻取。
And carried the Israel away into exile to Assyria.
亚述王就将以色列人掳到亚述。
This was the end of the northern kingdom.
那这就是北国的结局。
It happened during the time of Hezekiah.
那是发生在西西家的年间。
We know during the time of kings, there were three major world powers during that time.
在列王纪当中有三个世界上的力量。
Egypt, Assyria, and Babylon.
埃及、亚述和巴比伦。
They all represent spiritually the world.
在属灵上他们都代表这个世界。
But they all represent three different aspects of this world.
他们都分别代表这个世界的不同的部分。
Egypt represents the materialistic world.
埃及就代表了这个物质的世界。
Assyria represents the humanitarian aspect of the world.
那亚述就代表了这个人道主义的世界。
Babylon represents the religious world.
巴比伦就代表了宗教的世界。
In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and seized them.
西西家王十四年，亚述王希拿基利上来攻击犹大的一切坚固城，并将城攻取。
And Hezekiah was overtaken by the speed with which this city of Judah were captured.
那犹大的城池被攻取的速度是如此之快，让西西家完全不能招架。
Brother and sister, this humanitarian invasions or cultural invasion always surprises.
弟兄姐妹，这个人道主义的侵略或者说文化的侵略总是让我们震惊。
Because it happened so quickly.
因为它的发生总是如此之快。
Every city of Judah was seized.
所有的犹大坚固城都被攻取。
Instead of resisting this invasion, Hezekiah tried to compromise with Assyria.
那当时西西家并没有抵抗，反倒想与亚述王妥协。
By cutting off the gold from the doors and the doorposts of the temple and gave those gold to the king.
他就把耶和华殿门上的金子和他自己包在柱上的金子都刮下来，把这些给了亚述王。
His compromise made the matter worse.
那他的妥协反倒让情境更加的糟糕。
The king of Assyria sent a general called Rabshakeh.
那亚述王就差遣拉伯沙基，就是这个将军过来。
And he said openly to the people of Judah.
他就公开的向犹大人说
，On whom are you depending that you rebel against us?
你所倚靠有什么障碍的呢
？In other words, Rabshakeh said to them that no one can save them from Assyria, not even the Lord they trust.
换句话说，拉伯沙基就是在向他们说，没有人能够拯救他们脱离亚述王，甚至包括他们所信靠的主。
He said, "Do not be deceived by Hezekiah, who cannot deliver you from my hand."
他们就说，你们不要被你们所不要被西西家所欺骗，他不能拯救你们脱离我的手。
Do not trust the God Hezekiah was talking about.
不要信靠西西家所讲的这一位神。
If you surrender to me, then you may live.
如果你们向我投降的话，你们就得存活。
You can see all the nations. No idols can save all the nations.
你们来看列国，没有一个偶像能够来拯救他们。
And your God will not be able to save you either.
你们的神也不能拯救你们。
When King Hezekiah heard the word, then he did a few things.
当西西家王听到这话的时候，他就做了几件事。
He tore his clothes and he covered himself with sackcloth and entered the house of the Lord.
他就撕裂了衣服，披上麻布，进了耶和华的殿。
Then he sent messengers to Prophet Isaiah.
那他就差遣人去以赛亚那里。
He gave Isaiah this message.
他就把这样的信息告诉以赛亚。
This day is a day of distress, rebuke, and rejection.
今日是极难、责罚、凌辱的日子。
For children has come to birth, and there is no strength to deliver.
就如妇人将要生产婴孩，却没有力量生产。
Hezekiah recognized it was a time of distress.
西西家认出来，今日是极难之日。
It is so important for God's people to recognize what is the time now.
是何等的重要，神的子民能够认出今日是怎样的日子。
When Daniel read the scriptures, he knew the time was near.
当但以理读到圣经的时候，他知道那日子近了。
When Nehemiah heard the news from Jerusalem, he knew the time was near.
当尼希米听到从耶路撒冷来的声音的时候，他知道那日子近了。
Brothers and sisters, do we know what time it is now?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否知道今日是何日？
Today is also a day of distress.
今日也是极难之日。
We were distressed by coronavirus.
我们因着新冠病毒受到了极难。
We're distressed by many illnesses.
我们也因着各样的疾病而受到极难。
We're distressed by many uncertainties in front of us.
我们也因着在我们前面很多的不确定而遭受极难。
We're distressed by the instability of our societies.
我们也为着我们的社会所不能够的而受到极难。
We're distressed for the future of our countries.
我们为着我们国家的将来而受到极难。
We need to know what is this time.
我们应该知道今日是何日。
Then he asked Isaiah to pray.
然后他就让以赛亚来祷告。
His message to Isaiah was, King of Assyria has sent Rabshakeh to reproach the living God. Therefore, offer a prayer for remnant that is left.
他就说，亚述王差遣拉伯沙基来辱骂永生神，故此求你为余剩的民扬声祷告。
He recognized.It was time to ask the Lord.
他认出如今是来寻求神的时候。
Then quickly, the word came back from Isaiah.
那很快，以赛亚就把这话告诉他。
And Isaiah said, "Thus you shall say to your master, Thus says the Lord, Do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me."
以赛亚对他们说，要这样对你们的主人说，耶和华如此说，你们听见亚述王的仆人亵渎我的话，不要惧怕。
Behold, I will put a spear in him so that he will hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword of his own hands.
我必惊动他的心，他要听见风声就归魂本地，我必使他在那里倒在刀下。
Isaiah was a faithful servant. He prayed for the remnant.
以赛亚是个忠心的仆人，他就为着那里的渔民祷告。
And immediately, the Lord turned his prayer into a banner.
那立时神就让他的祷告成为了旌旗。
And this banner is a banner full of promises.
那这个旌旗就带来了应许。
I believe Hezekiah was greatly encouraged by the word of Isaiah.
我相信西西家因着以赛亚的话就满得鼓励。
But later he received a letter from the king of Syria.
但不久他就从亚述王那里又得到了一封信。
And he opened this letter.
那他就把这信打开。
And the letter said, "Do not let your God deceive you."
这信却写道，不要听你的神欺哄你。
You have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands, destroying them completely. So will you be spared?
你总听说亚述诸王向列国所行的乃是进行灭绝，难道你还能得救吗？
All of a sudden, Hezekiah appeared to lose his confidence.
那好像立刻西西家就失去了他的信心。
Even he heard the word of Isaiah.
即便他听到了以赛亚的话。
Why?
为什么呢？
Isaiah had spoken.
以赛亚已经说话了。
Why did Hezekiah lost his confidence?
为什么西西家还是失去了他的信心呢？
Brothers and sisters, that banner of Isaiah belongs to Isaiah.
弟兄姐妹，以赛亚的旌旗是属于以赛亚的。
Hezekiah only heard about this banner.
西西家只是听说了关于这面旌旗的事。
He did not pray himself.
他自己并没有祷告。
For Hezekiah to be fully confident, he had to have the banner for himself.
要让西西家能够满心相信，他必须要自己有自己的旌旗。
For this reason, he had to go to the house of the Lord to pray himself.
为着这个原因，他要自己到耶和华的殿来祷告。
So that the Lord can turn his prayer, the prayer of Hezekiah, into a banner.
好叫神能够让西西家他的祷告也成为一面旌旗。
Brothers and sisters, in the day of distress, we need to commit ourselves to prayer.
弟兄姐妹，在急难之日，我们要把自己交托于祷告。
And each one of us need to have the banner.
我们每一个人都应该有那一面旌旗。
Then Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread the letter in front of God, and he prayed.
西西家就上耶和华的殿，将书信在耶和华面前展开，在那里祷告。
This prayer changed the history.
这个祷告就改变了历史。
Without the prayer of Hezekiah, the kingdom of Judah will end at this time.
若没有西西家的祷告的话，犹大国在此刻就要结束。
It will end right then.
在那里就要结束。
Because of the prayer of Hezekiah,
但因着西西家的祷告，
the kingdom of Judah probably had about more than 50 years.
那犹大国又有了50多年左右的时间。
It is this prayer for kingdom of Judah to have roughly 50 more years.
那是这个西西家的祷告让犹大国又多有了大概50年的时间。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a very similar situation.
弟兄姐妹，我们此刻活在一个非常类似的光景。
It is the time of distress.
这是急难之日。
And the invasion is coming.
那侵略就要到来。
Then we need to go into the house of the Lord.
我们应当进到耶和华的殿。
And turn our prayer into a banner.
把我们的祷告能够变成一面旌旗。
And in the prayer of Hezekiah, we see.These three pillars.
在西西家的祷告当中，我们看到三个柱石。
And this is the prayer that changed the history.
这是那个改变了历史的祷告。
And the prayer has three important pillars.
这个祷告有三个重要的柱石。
The first pillar.
第一个柱石。
He recognized God's sovereignty over the heaven and earth.
他就看出了神在天上地下的主权。
If we want to change the history,
如果我们要改变历史，
we need to recognize God's sovereignty over the heaven and earth.
我们应当认出神在天上地下的权柄。
Secondly,
第二，
Hezekiah looked at his situations from God's perspective.
西西家能够从神的角度来看他的情况。
This prayer.That changed the history, have a different perspective.
那这个能够改变历史的祷告，它有一个不同的角度。
He looked at the situation from God's perspective.
他是从神的角度来看他的光景。
The third pillars.
第三个柱石。
He called for God's delivery so that all kingdoms of the earth may know God alone are God.
他就呼求神来拯救，好叫天下万国得以知道唯有耶和华是神。
Now he has a purpose for his prayer.
他的祷告是有一个目的的。
The purpose is the testimony of God.
这个目的就是为着神的见证。
So all kingdoms of earth will know God alone are God.
好叫天下万国都知道唯独耶和华是神。
It is these three pillars to make this prayer a prayer that changed the histories.
是这三个柱石能够让这个祷告成为那改变历史的祷告。
Brother and sister, today are a day of distress.
弟兄姐妹，今日是急难之日。
We have to commit ourselves to prayer.
我们要把自己交托于祷告。
Then we need to learn about these three pillars.
我们也要来学习这三个柱石。
We will discuss a little bit more on each one.
我们要来在每一点上都更多的来交通。
First pillar, recognize God's sovereignty over the heaven and earth.
第一个柱石就是承认神在天上地下一切的权柄。
Now, if Hezekiah had recognized this earlier, he would not have taken the problem into his own hands.
如果早一点西西家认出这一点的话，他就不会自己尝试用手来解决问题。
He would not have compromised with King Assyria.
他就不会与亚述王来妥协。
Throughout the Bible, gold represents the character of God.
在整本圣经当中，金子都是讲到神的性情。
Entire interior of the house of God was overlaid with gold.
在整个圣殿的内饰都是用金子来包裹的。
God wants us to know the temple, the house of God, should be full of the characters of God.
神是让我们知道，就是圣殿应该充满神他自己的性情。
And this.Assyrian invasion is a cultural invasion.
这个亚述的侵略是一个文化的侵略。
It's a character's invasion.
是一个性情上的侵略。
This has happening around us for decades.
这在我们当中也已经在过去几十年当中不断的在发生。
The people of God has been pressured by the cultures of this world.
神的子民因着这个世界上的文化而受到各种样的压力。
Just like all those fortified cities were seized.
好像犹大的诸城都已经被攻取一样。
And the intention of Assyria is remove the gold from the house of the Lord.
亚述王他们的目的就是要从神的殿中把那些金子除掉。
And he exert extreme pressure to people of Judah.
他们就把极大的压力加在犹大的民身上。
He came as the one sitting on the throne.
那他就想要来坐在那个宝座上面。
He challenged Hezekiah, "What is this confidence in you?"
他就来挑战西西家，你所信的是什么呢
？Whom do you rely?
你所倚靠的是谁呢
？You cannot rely on Egypt.
你不能够来依靠埃及。
Because Egypt is a staff of a crush.Read.
因为埃及是那压伤的伪杖。
If you lean on Egypt, it will go into your hand and pierce.
人若靠这杖，就必刺透他的手。
You cannot rely on your God.
你也不能依靠你的神。
Because you don't even have 2,000 riders on the 2,000 horses if I give you 2,000 horses.
因为如果我把2,000匹马给你的话，你连2,000个骑士都没有。
Can your Lord give you 2,000 riders?
你的神能够给你2000个骑士吗？
Can you repulse one official of the least of my master's servants?
你能打败我主臣仆中最小的军长吗？
Can your Lord even have one person that can defeat the least of my master's servants?
你的神能给你一个人来打败我主臣仆中最小的军长吗？
You know, the presence of the king of Syria casts a doubt in Hezekiah's heart.
你知道亚述王的出现就在西西家的心中放下了一个疑问。
Sometimes when we are surrounded by enemies,
有时当我们被仇敌所围绕的时候，
then deep down in the heart, he put this question into our hearts.
他就在我们的心中深深地放下这样的疑问。
Will the Lord ever show his favor again?
神是否会不再，神难道会不再施恩吗？
Has his unfailing love vanished forever?
难道他的慈爱永远穷尽吗？
Has God forgotten to be faithful merciful?
难道神忘记开恩吗？
How do we resist such a pressure from Assyrians?
我们如何能够来抵御如此从亚述来的这个巨大的压力呢？
This kind of pressure will come all over us every day.
每一天这个极大的压力都会临到我们。
The best way to resist the pressure of the king of Assyria is to recognize God's sovereignty over the heaven and earth.
那最好的能够来抵御亚述王所施加的这个压力的方法，就是能够来承认神在天上地下一切的权柄。
Despite the fact all the fortified cities were sieged, but God's sovereignty still remained.
尽管一切的犹大坚固城都已被攻取，但神的权柄依然存在。
God rules over the kingdom of the earth, including the kingdom of Assyria.
神掌管一切的天上地下，包括亚述王。
God alone has made heaven and earth.
神创造了天地。
He rules the kingdom of man.
他掌管人所造的国。
This is how we should respondIn the days of distress,
这就是我们在极难之时、极难之日所当回应的。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what happens in the next 3 weeks,
弟兄姐妹，无论下面三周发生什么，
God is still enthroned above the cherubim.
神仍是坐在二基路伯上的。
No matter who will be elected,
无论谁当选，
God is still enthroned on His throne.
神依然坐在他的宝座之上。
Whether we are healthy or sick,
无论我们是健康或是生病，
God is still enthroned above the cherubim.
神仍是坐在二基路伯上的。
For God to turn our prayer into a banner, we need to see God's sovereignty over the heaven and earth.
若要神能够把我们的祷告变成旌旗，我们需要能够看到神在天上地下一切的权柄。
No matter what we see, what we hear,
无论我们所听到的是什么，我们所看到的是什么，
But we need to see in our heart God's sovereignty above the heaven and earth.
在我们的心中，我们要看到神在天上地下所掌有的一切的权柄。
And this is that first pillar.Of this prayer.
这是这个祷告第一个注释。
The second pillar.
第二个注释。
Look at our situations from God's perspective.
能够从神的角度来看我们现在的问题。
No, in the beginning, this was how Hezekiah looked at everything.
你知道在起初西西家是如此来看待事物的。
He looked at the idols from God's perspective.
他看这些偶像是从神的角度来观看。
So he removed all the high places.
所以他就除掉一切的丘坛。
He smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah poles.
他就毁坏柱像，砍下木偶。
He looked at the idol different from any other kings.
他就与其他诸王不同，有不同的角度来看这些偶像。
Other kings look at idol differently.
其他的王们看这些偶像是不一样的。
But Hezekiah looked at the idol from God's perspective.
但西西家能够从神的眼光来看这些偶像。
He looked at his kingship from God's perspective.
他也能够从神的角度来看他做王这件事。
So he held fast to the Lord and did not stop following the Lord.
所以他专靠耶和华，总不离开。
He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses.
他也谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。
The Lord was with him.
耶和华与他同在。
And he was successful in whatever he undertook.
他无论往何处去，尽都亨通。
He even looked at the king of Assyria from God's perspective.
他甚至能够从耶和华从神的角度来看亚来看亚述王。
So he rebelled against the king of Assyria.
所以他就背叛不肯侍奉亚述王。
Did not serve him.
他就不肯侍奉他。
So he was the king who looked at the situation from God's perspective.
所以他是那样一个王，能够从神的角度来看周围的环境。
But something happened in the fourth year.
但在西西家第四年的时候，有事情发生了。
The king of Assyria came against the Samaria and besieged the city.
亚述王就上来围困撒玛利亚。
After 3 long years, the king of Assyria captured the Samaria.
那过了长长的3年之后，亚述王就攻取了撒玛利亚。
Carry Israel away into exile to Assyria.
就把以色列人掳到了亚述。
So Hezekiah watched everything happening.
所以西西家看到了一切所发生的。
It is real. It's the Northern Kingdom.
在北国所发生的一切都是非常的真实的。
He saw how the Israel were carried away.
他看到以色列人是如何的被掳。
It was very difficult for Hezekiah.
对西西家来说，这是非常难的。
Now he has seen many nations.Being destroyed by the king of Assyria.
他也同样看到有列国都被亚述王所灭。
But the kingdom of Israel was not the same of other than the other kingdoms.
但以色列国与其他列国是不一样的。
If the Lord did not deliver the kingdom of Israel from Assyria, would the Lord deliver the kingdom of Judah?
如果神没有拯救以色列国从亚述王的手中的话，神是否会拯救犹大国呢？
Then in the 14th year, the king Hezekiah, the king of Assyria came up against the kingdom of Judah.
在西西家王14年的时候，亚述王就上来要攻取犹大国。
Then at that time, he lost his perspective.
在那时，他就失去了他过往的角度。
And he sent to the king of Assyria saying,I have done wrong. Withdraw from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will bear.
他就差人去见亚述王说，我有罪了，求你离开我，凡你罚我的，我必承担。
He looked at Assyria from the Judah's perspective.
他就从犹大国的角度来看亚述王。
And he compromised with the king of Assyria.
他就与犹大王与亚述王妥协。
And his compromise.Bore even more pressure from Assyria.
那他的妥协就带来了从亚述而来更多的压力。
After hearing all the insult from Rabshakeh, Hezekiah repent and tore his clothes.
那当听到从拉伯沙基所来一切的责备责骂之后，他就悔改并且撕裂他的衣服。
He turned to Isaiah.And asked Isaiah to pray.
他就转向了以赛亚，让以赛亚来祷告。
And he was encouraged by the word from Isaiah.
他就因着从以赛亚而来的话得着鼓励。
But when he opened the letter from Sennacherib, he was awakened.
但当他打开了从希拿基利来的这封信的时候，他里面就醒了过来。
All of a sudden, he looked at the whole situation.From different perspective.
那突然之间他就能够从不同的角度来看他周围的环境。
He suddenly realized this Assyrian is not just my enemy.
他认识到这个亚述王不单只是我的仇敌。
The Assyrian is against the Lord.
亚述王是来敌对主的。
The Assyrian is enemy of God.
亚述王是神的敌人。
Brothers and sisters,It's so important today to recognize who our enemy is.
弟兄姐妹，是何等的重要，我们今日应当明白我们的敌人是谁。
Our enemies are not those who have different views.
我们的敌人不是那些与我们观点不一样的。
Our enemy are not those who have different ideas.
我们的敌人也不是那些与我们想法不同的。
Our enemy are not even the rioters and looters.
我们的敌人甚至不是那些暴徒或打劫的。
So who is our enemy?
所以谁是我们的仇敌呢？
Our enemy is the great deceiver.
我们的仇敌就是那一个欺诈者。
The Satan, the deceiver, is behind all the chaos.
这个欺诈者撒旦，他是在一切的混乱之后的。
The Satan is behind the falsehood, lie, untruth, fake news, and distortions.
撒旦是在一切的虚假、谎言、错误的真理、假新闻和曲解之后的。
Yeah, these are the symptoms.
这些都是那些表象。
The real enemy is what behind them.
但那真正的仇敌是在这一切之后的。
It's the great deceiver.
就是那一个最大的欺诈者。
And Satan the deceiver is against the Lord.
那撒旦这个欺诈者，他是与神为仇为敌的。
Satan is using all the chaos to reproach the living God and the people of God.
撒旦就要用这一切的混乱，想要来辱骂神并他的子民。
In a day of distress, we need to look at situation from God's perspective.
在急难之日，我们应当从神的角度来看这些环境。
We should rise up and tell the Lord, look.Look at the letter from Sennacherib.
我们应当起来向着神说，神啊，求你来看从西拿基地所来的这封信。
He is approaching the living God.
他是来辱骂永生神。
Brothers and sisters, what's happening today is a reproach to our living God.
弟兄姐妹，今天所发生的一切是向着我们神的一个辱骂。
And we have to see from God's perspective.
所以我们要从神的角度来看这些事。
So we need to rise up and pray against the great deceiver.
所以我们应当起来，向着敌对这个欺诈者来祷告。
This is the second pillar of this prayer.
这就是这个祷告的第二个注释。
Now the third pillar of this prayer.
那这个祷告的第三个注释。
Of course, Hezekiah wants to pray for the deliverance.
当然，西西家想要为着拯救而祷告。
But the uniqueness of this prayer is the purpose of that deliverance.
那这个祷告的独特之处就在于这个拯救它背后的目的是什么？
Now Rabshakeh asked these questions.
那拉伯沙基就问这个问题。
Has anyone of the gods of the nations delivered his land from the hands of the king of Assyria?
列国的神有哪一个救他本国脱离亚述王的手呢？
There's no nation that was saved by his God.
没有一个国能够被他国的神所救。
Therefore, Hezekiah was saying, if we are delivered by God, then Rabshakeh and all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are God.
所以西西家就在说，若我们被神所拯救的话，那拉伯沙基以及天下万国都能够知道唯有耶和华是神。
If we are destroyed by king of Assyria,
如果我们被亚述王所毁，
like all other nations,
好像其他列国一样，
then nobody will know you are God.
那没有人能够知道耶和华是神。
Now all of a sudden, the Hezekiah have a different purpose.For his asking,
那现在突然，西西家向着他向神所有的这个祈求，就有了一个不同的目的。
Verse 19, Now, O Lord our God, I pray, deliver us from his hand, that all the kingdom of the earth may know that you alone are God, our God.
在第十九节，他就祷告耶和华我们的神啊，现在求你救我们脱离亚述王的手，使天下万国都知道，唯独你耶和华是神。
So this prayer is justified by the testimony of the Lord.
所以这样的一个祷告就借着神他的拯救而被证实。
This is the ingredient of every powerful prayer.
这是在每一个有大能的祷告当中所必不可少的那一个部分。
So these are the three pillars of such a prayer.
所以这就是这个祷告的三个部分。
First, see God's sovereignty are over the heaven and earth.
第一个就是看出神在天上地下掌有一切的权柄。
Recognize, look at the situation from God's perspective.
能够承认并看出并从神的角度来看一切的环境。
We pray for deliverance so that all kingdoms on this earth may know who the God is.
我们来也求神来拯救，好叫天下万国得以知道谁是神。
Then we see the result of this prayer.
那我们就看到这个祷告有怎样的结果。
And God gave the word through Isaiah again.
神就再借着以赛亚把话来给西西家。
Because you have prayed to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard you.
你既然求我攻击亚述王西拿基利，我已听见了。
For I will defend the city to save it for my sake.
因我为自己的缘故。又为我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护拯救这城。
Then it happened that night, the angel of the Lord went out to strike 185,000 Assyrians.
当夜，耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了185,000人。
And when men rose early in the morning, behold, all of them were dead.
清早有人起来，一看都是死尸了。
Then the Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and returned home.And live in Nineveh.
那亚述王希拿基里就拔营回去，住在了尼尼微。
God has turned the prayer of Hezekiah into a banner.
神就让西西家的祷告成为了一面旌旗。
When this banner is shown to the nations, the king of Assyria is nowhere to be found.
那当这面旌旗能够向列国来展开的时候，亚述王就不再能够看得见了。
Like Hezekiah, today we live in a day of distress.
好如西西家一样，今天我们也在极难之日。
We should not be frightened by these invasions.
我们不当因着这些侵略而恐惧。
Sometimes it is indeed frightening.
有的时候是的，是非常的让人恐惧。
We should recognize.Under all circumstances, God is still sitting on the throne.
但我们应当能够来认出，在一切的环境当中，神仍然坐在宝座上。
And we should look at all the situation always from a heavenly perspective.
我们也当总是从属天的角度来看周围发生的一切。
And look at what's behind those situations.
能够看到在一切的环境的背后是什么。
And identify our real enemies.
能够来认出我们真正的敌人。
So we can pray against our enemies.
好叫我们能够来祷告抵对我们的敌人。
We should ask the Lord to deliver us so that all kingdoms of the earth may know God alone, our God.
我们当神求神来拯救我们，使天下万国都知道唯独耶和华是神。
Brother and sister, I'd like to just briefly share.A brief moment in history.
弟兄姐妹，我愿简单的与大家分享在历史上的一个时刻。
Similar things occurred in history.
类似的事情也在历史当中发生。
And this event occurred in 1940.
那这个事件就发生在1940年。
It's during the World War II.
是在第二次世界大战。
And it was a day of distress.
那也是一个极难之日。
And required a prayer that can change history.
也需要有一个能够来改变历史的祷告。
And the prayer at the time did change the history.
在那时的祷告确实改变了历史。
Without that prayer, this morning I will probably speaking in German instead of English.
如果没有那个祷告的话，早上我可能就要用德语来讲，而不是用英语来讲。
It's very likely that prayer changed the history.
这是非常可能的，就是那一个祷告改变了历史。
So that I don't have to speak German.
所以我就不需要用德语来讲。
I will not have any chance to speak in German, in my view.
那我就在我的年日当中不需要用德语来讲。
It's on May 15, 1940.
这是在1940年的5月15号。
In the middle of World War II,
是在第二次世界大战当中。
There were 300,000 French and British too were surrounded by the German.
有30万的英法联军被德军所包围。
And they were in a horrible situations that the only possible escape was across the English Channel through a city called Dunkirk.
那他们当时是在非常急迫的一个光景当中，唯一的可能就是从敦克尔克城市来撤离。
But they were surrounded by the Germans from three sides.
但他们从三面都被德军所包围。
The only side that was open to them is the English Channel.
唯一所留给他们的就是英吉利海峡。
How could 300,000 soldiers cross the channel safely under the threat of the mighty Germans?
那这些30万的军队如何能够在大能的德国的军队的面前从英吉利海峡顺利的逃脱呢？
Such a mass evacuation through the channel seems impossible.
如此巨大的一个撤离经过英吉利海峡看起来是完全不可能的。
If the Allies lost those 300,000 soldiers,
如果联军失去了这30万的军队的话，
the World War II will be over.
那是第二次世界大战就直接就结束了。
There's no way to continue the World War II.
是不可能再继续第二次世界大战了。
That's the entire strength of British soldiers.
因为这是英国所有的力量就在这里了。
On the verge to be completely destroyed by the Germans.
就在那里几乎完全都要被德军所毁灭。
If it were to happen that way,
如果是这样来发生的话，
then we will be speaking German.
那我们可能就要在这里讲德语。
Therefore, on May 24th,
所以在5月24号
,1940年, the King George the Sixth call for a national day of prayer.
乔治六世就在那里宣布全国祷告日。
That was the day entire nation of England commit themselves to pray.
那在那一天整个英格兰全国都致力于祷告。
That's the only way to go about these things.
那是唯一一个方法能够来面对他们所面对的光景。
Then miracle happens starting from May 24th.
那从5月24号开始就有奇迹发生。
On that day, they start praying.
从他们祷告的那一日起。
And German all of a sudden halted their advancement for no reasons.
那德军就突然不知没有任何的原因就停止了进攻。
They halted for 3 days.
他们停止进攻有三天。
Even today, the historian could not explain the reasons.
直到今天，历史学家也没有办法解释背后的原因。
He gave the British enough time to organize a proper evacuation.
他就给联军有时间能够来组织一场合适的撤离。
And to form a proper defense line.
能够来组织一个合宜的防线
to funnel the troop through the English channels
好叫这个军队能够从英吉利海峡撤退。
But this is just one miracle.
这只是当中的一个神迹。
During those few days that the ground troop halted
就在这几天德军停止进攻的时间。
But their air force continued to bomb the city of Dunkirk.
但他们的空军还在不断的轰炸敦刻尔克。
And a breeze seems to come from nowhere.
那好像就不知从哪里来了一阵风。
And collect the smoke emitted from the bomb.
他们好像这个风就把在爆炸当中的这些烟雾聚集起来。
Then distribute that smoke on the English Channel.
就把这个烟雾分布在了英吉利海峡上面。
And so that this massive evacuation could not be seen by Germans.
所以这个巨大的撤离是德军所看不到的。
So for days, the Germans did not even know there is a massive evacuation.
所以有那么几天，德军甚至都不知道有这样一个巨大的撤离。
It was completely covered by dense smoke.
完全都被这个浓厚的雾所遮蔽，烟雾。
Then during those few days, there are boats coming out of nowhere from every places.
那在那几天当中，也有不知从何处来很多很多的船。
They counted almost more than 8,000 different vessels coming together sail across the English channels.
那他们就数出大概有超过8,000艘的船跨过了英吉利海峡。
Many of them were civilian boats.
很多的船都不过是民用船。
They didn't even have compasses.
他们甚至都没有罗盘。
But they didn't need one because there were so many boats on the channel.
他们甚至不需要，因为在这个海峡上有如此多的船。
It almost like a freeway now.
好像就是一个高速公路了。
Hundreds of boats of varying size sail through the English Channel together.
成百的大大小小的船，他们就一同的经过英吉利海峡。
They have no arms on those vessels.
在这些船上没有任何的武装。
You know that English Channel, was very notoriously rough and choppy.
你知道英吉利海峡素来以波涛汹涌著称。
But the channel during those days was like the water in the bathtub.
那在那几天当中，当时的海峡却像这个澡盆当中的水一样平静。
It never happened like that.
从来都没有发生过这样的事情。
So on the sky, there's smoke coverage.
所以在天上有那个烟雾在那里覆盖。
On the channel, the water was smooth.
在海峡的当中，这个水面是非常的平静。
So more than 800 different boats.Sail across English channels.
所以有超过800艘的船，他们就一同的驶过海峡。
Carry more than 300,000 soldiers safely back to the England.
安全的带着300,000的军队回到英格兰。
Brother and sister, this was a miracle.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个奇迹。
This changed the history of the World War II.
这就改变了第二次世界大战的历史。
They experienced a day of distress.
他们经历了一个急难之日。
They responded with a day of prayer.
他们回应却是以一个全国祷告之日来回应。
And the Lord turned their prayer into a banner.
神就让他们的祷告成为旌旗。
And today we will recognize that was done by the hands of our Lord.
所以今日我们能够认出，那是因着神的手所成就的。
Brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity today.
弟兄姐妹，我们今日也有同样的机会。
Because we are in a day of distress now.
因为我们此刻就在急难之当中。
And the history in front of us can be either way.
在我们面前的这个历史可能会有不同的方向。
Now, where our country will be?
我们的国家会在何处呢？
Where are we going with our society?
我们的社会会走向何处呢？
What kind of country we want to leave it to our children?
我们要把怎样的一个国家来留给我们的后代呢？
It is a day of distress.
这是急难之日。
But take comfort, God's sovereignty over the heaven and earth.
但请你得着安慰，因为耶和华在天上地下享有一切的权柄。
We need to look at the current situation from God's perspective.
我们应当从神的角度来看周围的环境。
We are not fighting against flesh and blood.
我们不是与属血气的来征战。
Our enemy is the deceiver.
那我们的那个仇敌是那极大的欺诈者。
Therefore, let's rise and pray against him.
所以让我们一同起来，能够为着敌对他而祷告。
May the Lord encourage all of us to take up our burden to enter the house of the Lord to pray.
愿主能够让我们一同的进入神的殿来祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that we can still sharing and fellowshipping and worshiping.
主，我们感谢你，早上我们依然能够这样的来分享、来敬拜。
We pray. That all of us we recognize the time we live.
我们祷告，愿每一个人都能够认出我们所处是何等样的时代。
And the opportunity we have in our hands.
以及在我们手中所有的机会。
To experience how you can turn our prayer into a banner.
能够来经历如何您能够让我们的祷告成为旌旗。
We thank you for being our God.
我们感谢您，您是我们的神。
Who will never leave us.Nor forsake us.
你永不放弃我们，也不撇下我们。
You rule in the kingdom of man.
你在人的国中掌权。
We can forever worship you.
我们能够永远的来敬拜你。
During this difficult time,
在这个困难的时间
，May our heart continue to come before you.
愿我们的心能够不断的来到您的面前。
To pray against.The deceiver,
能够为着抵御那欺诈者而祷告。
May you deliver this country.
愿你拯救这国。
So the nation of this earth will know you alone are God.
好叫天下万国能够知道唯有耶和华是神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.